AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. Hawaii's governor is leading his state through tough times after the deadly wildfire, and he warns it's a story that could get worse.
The number of missing went from in the 2000s down to 1,300. And look, our hearts will break beyond repair, perhaps, if that means that many more dead. None of us think that, but we are prepared for many tragic stories.
Governor Josh Green on CBS Mornings, at least 96 have died. Only two have been positively identified. Oprah Winfrey, who owns property on Maui, has been bringing supplies to shelters that have been set up for the homeless.
You would see people lined up, cots right next to each other. You would see people with all of their worldly possessions in, you know, like a small garbage bag.
CBS Mornings co-anchor Tony DeCoppel.
We find a family doing what a week ago might have seemed impossible.
Hey, how are you?
Sleeping 20 family members in a three-bedroom house.
So 18 people who don't usually live here are now here?
Yeah.
People in every room.
We basically have the floor pillows, futons.
Three generations made homeless by the fires and not sure what comes next.
Six white former Mississippi law enforcement officers who tortured two black men have pleaded guilty to state charges. One of the officers shot one of the victims in the mouth during the racist assault. Now to Georgia, CBS's Christian Benavides tells us the grand jury investigation into alleged election interference is in the closing phases.
District Attorney Fannie Willis is likely coming to the end of this case, building her closing statements, presenting this to the grand jury so that they can decide whether or not they're going to move forward with whatever charges they may be against Mr. Trump and whatever allies may be also the targets of these investigations.
Well, from North Carolina, CBS's Jim Krasula has more on the successful rescue of four divers.
The four people were diving off of a boat about 65 miles east of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and failed to resurface Sunday afternoon. U.S. Coast Guard crews from North Carolina and Florida centered their search about 50 miles south of the mouth of the Cape Fear River near Wilmington, North Carolina. U.S. Navy personnel also helped in the search.
The man known as the godfather of black music has died.
Look at me.
From Sarah Vaughan to Quincy Jones and Bill Withers, Clarence Avant was the manager, advisor, and entrepreneur who helped guide scores of performers and launch careers. He was 92 and a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 16 points. The S&P is up 18. The NASDAQ is up 93. This is CBS News.
App.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 12:03. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden visits Wisconsin tomorrow. The White House says he'll mark the first anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act in Milwaukee. The president will talk about how his policies have grown the economy. He'll speak at a company called Ingeteam, which makes wind turbine generators. Democratic strategist Joe Zepecki was on WISN-TV's Upfront program yesterday.
I think the president's going to be here a lot, and I think that's great because the more people see Joe Biden, they will see the contrast between his common sense agenda, bipartisan legislative wins, and a Republican Party that is totally lost right now.
Biden's visit comes just over a week before the first Republican presidential primary debate at Fiserv Forum. Republicans may be serious about impeaching state Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz, Brittany Merlot reports.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss suggested on Friday that Republican lawmakers may consider impeachment proceedings if Protasiewicz does not recuse herself from a redistricting case that comes before the court. Voss said to Protasiewicz calling the maps rigged in her campaign earlier this year means she already prejudged the case. Since the swearing-in of Protasiewicz on August 1st, two lawsuits have already been filed with the state Supreme Court challenging the state's legislative maps. I'm Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
An internal police investigation is underway in Kenosha after a viral video appears to show a police officer punching a black man dining out with his family in July. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Jermel English Jr. was tackled to the floor and arrested at an Applebee's restaurant. It appears to be a case of mistaken identity. Police were chasing the suspect in a nearby rollover crash. An Applebee's employee told officers that some people who may have been involved in the crash were in the restaurant. That employee directed officers to English. The actual suspects were hiding in the bathroom. They were eventually arrested for the crash, and English and the woman he was eating with were arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. The restaurant's manager has been fired. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
AT&T workers in Wisconsin say they're fighting to keep their jobs. The telecom giant says it plans to close several call centers around the Midwest. Terry D. has reaction from the Communication Workers of America.
CWA spokesperson Kurt Hess says the company's decision will hurt some employees more than others.
These are jobs that are predominantly held by females, a lot of working mothers, and there's a lot of minority presence. And so these communities that this work's getting vacated out of convenience for the company is going to have an impact on the communities.
AT&T has said it is undergoing targeted reductions to focus more on its growth areas and less on legacy products with lower customer demand. CWA has launched a petition drive asking AT&T to save our centers. I'm Terry D. reporting.
The commissioner of the NFL is in Wisconsin today. It's part of preparations for Green Bay hosting the pro football draft in 2025. Roger Goodell took the NFL draft out of New York City 14 years ago.
You are the 14th city to host this. Believe it or not, the second in Wisconsin. Milwaukee actually hosted the draft in 1940, I believe it was. So you have a long history in the draft.
Packers president Mark Murphy says nearly a quarter of a million people will come to the Fox Valley for the draft. The NFL says they'll leave behind as much as $70 million. The latest numbers confirm what you already suspected. The fire season in Wisconsin this year was longer and more damaging than average. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources counts 900 wildfires that burned 4,400 acres. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For Mad Radio WMDX.
For WFHR, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Renters across the state no longer have access to rental assistance that was available throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. Without those programs, evictions in the counties across the state are on pace to return to pre-pandemic levels or possibly exceed them. The Wisconsin Department of Administration recorded 26,026 eviction filings throughout 2019. Already, the state has seen 25,019 filings this year. Investment in internet access to rural areas isn't just coming from the government. Brittany Merlot has the story.
AT&T donated $10,000 to the Boys and Girls Club of Wausau on Friday, with the goal to help the club invest in technology to bridge the digital divide, as access to tech affects rural communities disproportionately. An estimated 37% of rural Wisconsin residents lack access to broadband internet. This is especially difficult for children under the age of 18 who need the internet for schoolwork. This was accelerated after the pandemic forced schools to move online. The grant will support digital literacy, learning, and online job training for children.
The internet is an amazing tool that connects us to faraway places and opportunities. With that, keeping kids safe on the internet can be a challenge.
We live in a really safe community. Central Wisconsin's a very safe place to live overall, and so we forget that the internet connects us to the rest of the world.
That's Joanne Greenlee, the mental health navigator for the School District of Marshfield. She is one of the organizers of the Parent and Caregiver series that kicks off tomorrow, August 15th at 6 p.m. Tuesday's session is presented by the Marshfield Police and focuses on internet safety.
And this is a presentation that the police department, the Marshfield Police Department, have put together for parents and caregivers in particular.
They will be at the Marshfield Public Library at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A wet and chillier day today, with highs only hitting the 60s. As a low-pressure system sweeps across the southern state line and into Illinois, it's wrapping widespread showers and storms statewide. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a marginal risk for Wisconsin's southernmost counties for the potential of a possible brief tornado, locally strong wind gusts, and isolated severe hail as these strong storms evolve now and into the afternoon. Heavy downpours are also expected, from a half an inch to nearly 2 inches as possible, which could lead to some local flash flooding. By this evening, the rain will wind down from north to south and bring clearer skies back. This will plummet lows into the 40s into the Northwoods and 50s to the south. Have a marvelous Monday and stay weather savvy, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Brewers sweep the White Sox. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The crew took game three of a three-game series at Guaranteed Rate Field with a 7-3 win over the Chicago White Sox. A good performance by Freddy Peralta on the mound. First baseman Carlos Santana picked up in that trade with the Pirates. Connected in the eighth against Chicago's Aaron Bummer. Brian Anderson on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Santana, high fly ball, right center field, hit well. This ball's carrying. And a three-run blast by Santana, his third as a Brewer.
Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
We got a big hit. Carlos, a big hit. I think that's his first homer Bummer's given up this year, so that was a huge hit. And then added more late, so a good tack on runs late to make it comfortable.
After the game, Santana said the home run had a special meaning.
It's a great day for me. My son, David, he birthday, and he told me this morning, and I get it. I'm very proud to get a home run and the birthday today. We playing good. We sweep to the series. We had to continue to play hard. We go to L.A. We had to keep it up.
The Brewers open a series against the Dodgers tomorrow night. Milwaukee with a 3.5 game lead in the division. The Reds have lost 8 of their last 10 after losing to Pittsburgh 5-3. The Cubs losing to the Blue Jays in Toronto 11-4. College football, the Badgers' Clay Cundiff is calling it a career. The junior tight end says after 15 years of football since the first grade and numerous surgeries, his body can't take anymore. Cundiff finished last season with a fractured ankle, broke his fibula, and tore his deltoid. The Badgers holding practice over the weekend. Wide receiver Bryson Green on why he transferred from Oklahoma State to Wisconsin.
I really just picked the best fit for me, so just thinking best fit wise, I think we're going to throw the ball a lot. I think we're going to run the ball a lot, but I think we're also going to win a lot. Winning's a big thing to me, and I think a good coming into this atmosphere with a coach that's really about that and a team that's really about that, I think is what really attracted me.
NFL, the Packers had a workout yesterday and they hold practice again today. Jordan Love on what he liked most about Green Bay's 36-19 win over the Bengals to kick off the preseason.
I think a game like this, everybody is able to get reps, get in there, and just get a feel for the game. It's huge. We got a lot of young guys and just continue to build that and get the chemistry down and get those reps in game. First practice, you know, it's a good stepping point for us.
The Packers veteran tight end Ty Davis suffered a torn ACL. He's out for the season. What's next? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, I think everything's on the table. I know Goody and his staff are going to keep their eyes open in terms of if there's an opportunity out there. And quite frankly, you're always making adjustments as a coach in terms of who you have from a personnel standpoint. And you got to try to do your best to put your best product out there. And if that's how we have to proceed, then we'll adjust that way.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Yeah, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Mad Radio 92.7 programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty studios. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
Welcome one, welcome all. Thanks for joining us today. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio where you are the star, you are the talent, and you will drive the talking points of the day. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text or hit us up via the app 844-967-2789. I'm William Walter, Policy Research Director and Lead Training Organizer with our Wisconsin Revolution, joined by Luke and Aaron today. Gentlemen, how are we doing this Monday afternoon?
Good, man. It's a Monday. It's a much needed rain coming through. It's one of those mornings, though. Makes you not want to do a whole lot, but excited to be with you on the airwaves.
Yeah, I'm doing well as well. I had a very interesting morning. I was almost late to start the broadcast because there was a crane turning around in the middle of the street for literally 10 minutes in the dark while I was on my way to work. I'm not mad about it at all.
See, you said crane, and I immediately thought crane like the bird, because I have a couple of cranes who live on my. we have some cranes who live in my backyard, and I love them. They like squawk at me in the morning when I go out there, and I'm like, "Hey, fellas, how are you?" And they're like, "Rah, rah." But I'm like, you know, thank you for waiting for them, Aaron. That's very kind of you. And then I was like, wait a minute, I can't see cranes living in the middle of Madison. I might have missed.
Hey, my apartment on the southeast side had a couple of cranes that lived right there, but more towards the lake. You got to get near the lake for the cranes to be there.
I've seen
a lot of development around here, though. So those big cranes, they will block traffic occasionally.
I've seen metal little cranes though walking around in parking lots around the fish hatch area.
Yeah, they're absolutely all over the place. We got some excellent lakes that bring the cranes here, so they can definitely still be found here in Madison.
Them know that my backyard is a sanctuary if they're interested. They are more than welcome to come hang out with my crane squad.
Okay, sounds good, bud.
Give them my number if they ask, Luke. They can feel free to text me.
Okay, I'll get right on that, Will. I'll get right on that.
Thanks, bud. So it is a Monday, as Luke noted. It's a rainy Monday. We definitely needed the rain, but it's refreshing. A nice, calm, cool, a little bit more quiet Monday afternoon. But we are talking impeachment. And my question for you, the people of Wisconsin, is an immediate impeachment an appropriate response to losing elections? Referencing a piece over at commondreams.org. Written up this morning by Jake Johnson, What Authoritarianism Looks Like. Wisconsin GOP threatens to impeach liberal justice. Republicans are threatening to use their gerrymandered supermajority to remove the newly elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, who could strike down their gerrymanders. Of course, referring to Janet Protasiewicz, whose April election victory by 11 points was more than a Wisconsin landslide. Frankly, stunning for the state of Wisconsin, and an absolute mammoth victory. And Republican leaders in this situation, Robin Voss, leader of the Wisconsin Assembly, said late last week that he was threatening impeachment proceedings against Janet Protasiewicz if she does not recuse herself from cases involving Wisconsin's legislative maps, which GOP lawmakers have aggressively gerrymandered to give themselves what experts say is an illegal electoral advantage. In a radio interview on Friday, Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss accused Protasiewicz of, quote, prejudging the outcome of a potential case, challenging the legality of Wisconsin's maps. Earlier this month, a coalition of voting rights groups and law firms filed a lawsuit over the maps, appealing directly to the Wisconsin Supreme Court to strike them down. As we have talked about pretty extensively on the show, Luke, Protasiewicz's election victory this year ended conservatives' 15-year control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And she was critical of the state's maps during her campaign, calling them, quote, rigged, and arguing that they, quote, do not reflect people in the state. I don't think you should sell any reasonable person that the maps are fair, she said in January. I can't tell you what I would do on a particular case, but I can tell you my values, and the maps are wrong.
We want to hear your thoughts on it. 844-967-2789. You can share your opinion with us here on Town Call. And interestingly enough, this is pretty quick. It's not immediate. We're in the first 2 weeks though still of this new Supreme Court, Will. And already
this feels
we've seen
pretty immediate, Luke. 2 weeks exactly.
Yeah.
Of a 10-year term. 2 weeks of a 10-year term. 52 weeks a year, that's 520 weeks. We're 2 weeks into that. That's what,
I'm not gonna try to do the math here for what that would break down to be percentage wise. But
1/260th would be 0.0038.
Okay, so Will's gonna do the math real quick, I guess, on the percentage wise. So pretty early on in the justices' term. But it's also important to note none of these Supreme Court justices, none of them, come to this position without a background. And so, yes, Janet Protasiewicz, during her campaign, was pretty widely out there with her views on some issues, which was a little bit different than the norm. But let's not pretend that this was – Dan Kelly was going to Republican headquarters and Republican meetings for his campaign stops. Would the same be said if Dan Kelly – one, that he had to recuse himself from anything that the Republican legislature is going to intervene in this case? Would the potential Dan Kelly, Justice Dan Kelly, recuse himself? Better yet, there's a justice on the court that served in the Walker administration and defended these maps in court. Brian Hagedorn was the legal counsel for then-Governor Scott Walker. During the time where lawsuits were being brought against these maps, is Robin Voss calling for Brian Hagedorn to recuse himself because he has legally defended these maps before? It's strange that it is only somebody that Robin Voss disagrees with that, oh, now that we have a supermajority, we're going to float the potential of impeachment, Will. And it is, it's telling. We want to hear your thoughts on the issue. 844-967-2789. As Will alluded to, if you missed it, it was part of kind of a Friday news dump, an interview on the radio, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss floating the idea, maybe we have to be careful with it, can't just be throwing around the term impeachment, but maybe we'll consider impeachment proceedings if Justice Protasiewicz has already prejudged the outcome in this case.
And remember, Luke, first of all, you're exactly correct that if the reverse were true, no, I can guarantee that Dan Kelly would not be facing impeachment proceedings, right? It's a bit of another do as I say, not as I do. Do we have to tap the sign again, Aaron, type situation. But remember as well that I believe, man, this might have even been a week or two after, directly after the April election, where then victorious 8th Senate District, my Senate representative, Dan Knodel, brought up impeachment of Protasiewicz 3 months before she was even sat. So this is not the first time that elected conservatives at the state level have been having this conversation. It's just now being brought to the forefront. As the Common Dreams piece notes, critics see Voss's suggestion of impeachment proceedings as an anti-democratic threat by a supermajority worried about losing its grip on power because Republicans have controlled the Wisconsin legislature for 12 consecutive years. They have the 2/3 majority necessary to convict in the Senate and only require a majority vote in the Assembly, which they are 2 votes shy of a supermajority themselves.
844-967-2789. You can share your thoughts with us here on Town Call. We want to hear from you. You can call or text 844-967-2789. 2789 up first on this Monday afternoon. We got Peggy from Brooklyn calling in. Peggy, what's on your mind this Monday?
So why have we not gone after Fitzgerald, Voss, Johnson for all the junk they did with Georgia recount? Because that would take care of this problem.
Were they directly involved with the Georgia recount? And then was there some news surrounding that that I'm not aware of, Peggy?
Voss, Johnson for sure, and Fitzgerald, all of them had their signatures on that.
Signatures on what? Yeah.
They had the signature on where they wanted the recount, and they wanted, Trump wanted 20,000 more votes, blah, 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 because he thought that it wasn't correct.
Gotcha. Unfortunately, I have not seen any updates in the Georgia, the Fulton County DA looking into the surrounding of that. It is interesting to see. We've seen the state of Michigan have their fraudulent electors charged last week, and we're still not hearing from Attorney General Josh Call here in Wisconsin of whether or not there is going to be an investigation by the state of Wisconsin into the fraudulent electors here. But yes, Peggy, it seems like accountability is duly needed, but until that happens, Robin Voss is going to float ideas of using his power while he's got it.
I get that, but that is part of the problem with the Democratic Party. I vote Democrat. I also vote Republican, but I get so upset with the Democrats because they don't follow through. They got them by the B-A-L-L-S, and they don't follow through. And then here we sit. It's happened time and time and time again. Don't threaten them. Go after them.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I agree
frequently
that
hear the joke. Oh, sorry, Luke. I frequently hear the joke, Peggy, that it's essentially the Washington Generals and the Harlem Globetrotters, right? The Democrats are just there to put on a show and make it look like they're trying to do all they can. But, oh, shucks, we just got stifled yet again. It's not that we're spineless or incompetent. It's that we just can't get anything done. And that's not my joke. That is other young people that I speak to in the state of Wisconsin. So you're not alone in that mindset.
To be perfectly honest with you, and I think Biden did a great job. I am not a Trumpster. But to be perfectly honest with you, I have not found anyone under 50 years old that is going to vote for Biden. They can't. He's too old. We need to move on. Run someone else. Come on, people. Get with the program.
Well, Peggy, the state of Wisconsin is going to get to see Biden out in the field tomorrow. He's coming to Wisconsin. He's coming to Milwaukee. He's going to be touring the state of Wisconsin and celebrating the one-year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act being signed into law here in Wisconsin. So he knows how important the state is. He's going to be coming and hosting the event in Milwaukee tomorrow. Civic Media is going to be covering it. So we're excited through our news team to be on the ground covering Biden while he is here in Wisconsin. And all accounts look like he's going to be the nominee for the Democrats because you don't really see it often an incumbent president get challenged. It will be interesting to see, though, and you can stay tuned to Civic Media and Town Call. We're going to be covering everything 2024. A week from Wednesday, we're going to see the RNC come to town as well in Milwaukee. We'll be covering that debate, doing a full day of events surrounding the RNC first debate kicking off in Milwaukee. So you can stay tuned to Civic Media. We're going to be bringing all of you that coverage. But Will, I mean, I think it's important to make sure that the accountability comes to the law. I'm not saying that none of them are following through, but we're seeing in Michigan, there's following through. Jack Smith looks like he's following through. But whether or not Voss is just floating these impeachment calls or if he's going to follow through, it's going to be to be determined. Folks, you're listening to Town Call. We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. We're going to continue the conversation when we return.
Don't make me tap the sign.
But I'm lost and I need to know where.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta-potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta-potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic and they'll take care of that right away so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today, and I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Highs around 63, northeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies, tonight chance for scattered showers, lows level off around 51. Highs level off around 78, tomorrow bright sunshine. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 59.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome all. Welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. It's Monday, August 14th. Summer is almost over. Holy moly, it does not feel like...
Summer is a state of mind. You just stop that.
What are you
that.
Shaking your
stop
head at?
That. You're like, I hate this where people are just like already... covering back to school stories already. I'm like, what? Already? What? No, summer is a state of mind. Here in Wisconsin, you could keep celebrating summer as long as you want.
Okay, first of all, I thought you were going to like correct how I read the calendar. Like tell me it was the wrong date or something. I was going to be like, I don't know about that one. Secondly,
you've done that before. So I have had to correct
that. It would not be the first time, which is why I was double checking back. I was like, hold up. But second, our weather patterns do kind of not allow us to have this summer as a mindset concept. I'm a firm believer in
fall. Fall is my favorite season, but you don't have to rush it here. Already people with the pumpkin spice lattes and the back to school supplies sales. Like I can't. I want to enjoy summer.
I'm a firm believer in the whole age is a mindset thing, Luke. But like when you step outside and it's like 50 degrees and rainy, then it's really, really hard to convince someone it's summer. I will note as well that I was hearing back to school advertisements on the radio in like mid-July.
That's because you look and like you're still in high school, bud. That's the only reason there.
That was unnecessary. I am catching strays on this Monday afternoon. It wasn't even directed towards me, by the way. It was at the gym. So it was just like the radio station that they were playing over the top. Because I even noted it. I was like, guys, it's like July 17th. Are they really playing this back to school?
And you need a new backpack and some new sneakers.
And some nice new polos so that I can look fresh on picture day.
Yep, exactly.
On the first day of school.
Exactly. You better get a haircut, good though. Times. You got to look good in those photos.
No. That's not happening. That's not happening. It's been like, I haven't cut my hair in like two or three grades at this point.
Folks, this is Town Call. We're discussing whether or not impeachment just gets thrown around now.
Whether or not.
Yeah, there you go.
You're on fire today, Luke, with all these like weather jokes.
I try, but again, less funny when you point it out, Will. Less funny when you point it out.
Don't act like you did that on purpose, Luke.
If you want to join the conversation, we want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. But Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on a Wausau radio station, not WXCO, Bull Falls Radio, but on Friday on this radio station, floating the idea that maybe Republican lawmakers will consider impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz for comments that she made on the campaign trail surrounding the state's legislative maps. And saying that, well, now that there's two lawsuits before the Supreme Court, that if she doesn't recuse herself, they may consider impeachment. I want to hear your thoughts on the subject. 844-967-2789. I got Jeff from Shorewood texting us in, too, saying, newsflash, Milwaukee schools are back in session today.
Yeah, I just texted him back and said, that's gross.
I was going to drop that on you just now. I was going to say, Luke, like, you need to get with...
What?
I thought you need to check your calendar.
School starts like the week before Labor Day. We are not that close to Labor Day. We're still like 3 weeks out, aren't we? From school being in session? I don't know. 844-967-2789. I know the teachers may be like having to head back into the classrooms, but there's no school in session yet. Like they're preparing for the school year. But
MPS schools on the early start calendar, all high schools, all 6th through 8th grade middle schools, all K through 12 schools, and several elementary schools begin school Monday, August 14th. MPS schools on the traditional calendar, which is most elementary schools, begin school Tuesday, September 5th.
Yeah, so I'm going to refer to this as the summer school then for all of those early starters because school is not in session fully across the state of Wisconsin yet.
Telling those kids that summer's just a mindset,
that's
a hard, Luke.
Yeah, that's a hard sell.
Try to
right
sell
there.
That one.
That would not go over well, but hopefully all of them enjoying the classroom then on this first Monday back to school. Wow.
Oh, I am not envious of that.
No, not at all. But your school will start again Tuesday, September 5th, it sounds like.
I got two more weeks, yeah. I still got, three weeks, actually. I got 3 weeks.
You got some time. 844-967-2789. I want to hear your thoughts on impeachment. And it being floated, as Will pointed out, pretty early into Protasiewicz's term, 10-year term, on the state's highest courts. 844-967-2789. We got Jake in Milwaukee calling in. Jake, what are your thoughts on this Monday afternoon?
Hey, stop ruining my 3 months of summer. In Wisconsin, it's still summer. As long as there's no blizzard out and it's not negative 20, then I would say it's summer in Wisconsin.
Exactly.
And
Jake, are you that guy wearing shorts when it's like 15? We get that one day that's like 25 degrees after a bunch of days that are 15 degrees and you're out rocking the shorts.
No, that's not me. I'm smart. That is definitely not me. But I kind of like it on the cooler side myself. So, you know, I love like the mid 70s kind of weather, early 80s, that kind of stuff.
55 to 70 is perfect. Anywhere in that, like a light sweatshirt or jeans and a t-shirt, that's my happy place, Jake. And you can get that for an extended period of time here in Wisconsin still. And come Halloween, it's going to be a weird one.
Well, you know, in spring, I thought we had like 1 or 2 days of summer and it was over. But it's like, here, enjoy your one day of summer. let me see. It's, you know, what do the Federalist Society members, which is almost every judge who is on, you know, right of center, they all never say what they're really going to do. They say, I'll stick by presidents, well, whatever. Janet Protasiewicz was like, hey, this is what I'm going to do because I think it's not fair. So, you know, it's kind of like they're crying little babies who realize that their tantrum and their ability to get what they want is slowly slipping from their hands. So they could try to impeach her, and they probably might be able to do it and get her out. But the thing is, they're just going to hurt themselves even more. You know, they're going to be like, who is this guy? You know, we didn't elect Robin Voss to be the Supreme Court, too.
So you're thinking that if they were to exercise the ability of the Wisconsin legislature right now, Republican-led legislature, to impeach an official, you think that would hurt them even more down the road when it comes to elections here in the state of Wisconsin?
Yeah, because they're not being Democratic. I mean, I'm, you know, reading reports, you know, Republicans are full-on authoritarian party right now. And they, you know, the past 10 years, they've been ruling with an iron fist. They've been stealing my money as a Milwaukeean and giving it to other people, you know, and then force my city to raise the sales tax, you know. So, you know, there's a lot of people in the state who don't vote for them, but they can affect those elections by giving money out to other places. Like, hey, maybe like, you know, whoever's going to run on Democratic against Voss, you know, maybe we should put a lot of money in that. See how far it goes. It might be able to turn them out. You know, see, the thing is, I look at every politician who makes decisions throughout the state or in the country as me being their constituent. And I am. So that should be the way everyone thinks. Because they are still beholden to you, even though they try to pretend that they're not.
Well, for a very long time, these maps have isolated a lot of lawmakers here in Wisconsin from being beholden to the electorate of the entire state. We've seen in several different election cycles where Democratic lawmakers receive a majority of the votes and still about only a third, just over a third, of the districts in the state legislature. And that could be something that changes.
54% of assembly votes in the last cycle, in 2020 cycle, actually. Was it 2018?
2018, okay. I believe, is where you're referencing 54%
went to Democratic candidates, but they lost about two-thirds of the seats.
Yeah. And so it will be interesting to see. There is a point, Jake, that I didn't already take into consideration when it comes to, if this move, because a lot of the political thought behind it would be, okay, then what happens? And Will, you pointed out that they don't even have to remove Protasiewicz potentially, that they could start these proceedings and like how they just refuse to confirm the state Senate refuses to confirm appointees by the Evers administration, leading to a constitutional crisis when it comes to how the state is run that way. They could just draw out the impeachment proceedings beyond the timelines that these parties have filed for, because again, there's another statewide election coming up very quickly. 2024 is almost upon us.
And it's never ending, Luke.
Yep.
Protecting democracy is a 24/7 gig.
It's a constant cycle. And rather than try to just remove the justice so early on in her term, they may just be trying to run out the clock, Will.
And that's what I wanted to get to next, actually, Luke. Though I will point out as well, based on Jake's comment, that reminded me of our episode on Friday, where we touched on the Wisconsin Examiner piece on a temper tantrum by the Wisconsin Supreme Court's Chief Justice, right? Mm-hmm. Angry that you're losing power, trying to do all you can to keep that power, so you're willing to essentially throw a temper tantrum. So to get back to the Protasiewicz impeachment conversation, reading over from the Common Dreams piece again, the Associated Press reported on Sunday that the Wisconsin Constitution, quote, requires legislative districts to consist of contiguous territory, but may nonetheless contain sections of land that are not actually connected. The resulting map looks a bit like Swiss cheese, where some districts are dotted with small neighborhood holes assigned to different representatives. Wisconsin Assembly districts rank among the most tilted nationally, with Republicans routinely winning far more seats than would be expected based on their average share of the votes. And this kind of, as you noted, Luke, Michael Lee, who is an observer for the Brennan Center and voting counsel at the Brennan Center for Justice, noted that even if the Republican-controlled Wisconsin Senate doesn't ultimately succeed in convicting Protasiewicz, her impeachment in the assembly would, under Wisconsin law, prevent her from hearing cases until her acquittal, meaning that if the Senate were to drag its feet in holding a trial, that very well might be enough to leave gerrymandered maps in place for 2024. That seems like perhaps that's the play here, Luke, that they recognize, as Jake pointed out, that Janet Protasiewicz just won this race by 11 points statewide. It was clear what the people of Wisconsin support, and the Republican legislature disagrees with the people of Wisconsin. They will do all that they can to overturn the will of the Wisconsin voters. So what they're going to try to do is use legal tactics to hold up this elected official's ability to do her job and protect their 2024 gerrymander, but they might be alienating a significant chunk of the population of the independent or centrist population who noted the results of this April election. And perhaps that will be even more harmful to the Republican Party in the long run.
Yeah, well, it goes back to what Peggy from Brooklyn had to say about, well, it's going to be interesting to see if there's follow through on all of this. We want to hear your thoughts, 844-967-2789. You can share them with us here on Town Call across the Civic Media Radio Network. Up next, let's go to Mark from Prairie du Sac. Mark, we got just about a minute before the break. What's on your mind this Monday afternoon?
Yeah, to reinforce that Judge Janet would actually be enforcing Wisconsin's Constitution, which such districts as for representatives, such districts be bounded by county, precinct, town, or ward lines to consist of contiguous territory and be as compact in form as practicable. And also for the Senate, they have to be contiguous as well. This nonsense of having little isolated islands and stuff like that is not permitted under Wisconsin's Constitution, no matter how the Republicans want to slant it. And maybe what needs to happen now is Josh Cult needs to get off his butt and indict all the Republicans who are involved in the fake electors thing and have them arrested immediately. And find out that extra little pullout in the Constitution that they're jailed until the time of their trial and unable to perform their offices because they're under arrest.
Well, that would be interesting to see if that happens here in Wisconsin.
Mark and Peggy are on the same point here.
844-967-2789. You can share your thoughts here on Town Call. We've got one more segment left in the day. We're going to continue the conversation on the phone lines. We'll be right back.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It'd be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 63, northeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers tonight, lows dip down to about 51, mainly clear skies. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow, highs level off around 78. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Mind.
Well, first of all, I'll just say that thanks for taking my call. As a Republican and one that despises the leadership of Voss because he's a bully and a tyrant, this is just red meat. You know, the Senate's not going to have any kind of impeachment trial for anybody. This is just to drum up support among all the conservatives, and because there's a lot of negativity towards Voss in those same conservative circles. So that's issue number one. Number two, actually dealing with the redistricting, there is an obvious solution, which is to increase the amount of representation in Madison. Right now, it's about 60,000 people per assembly district. That number needs to be brought down to about 24,000 per district. And in that way, then you would have more, of an even keel. It would represent more the way the popular vote comes out in the general elections. The reason why that is not advocated is because what the Democratic Party wants to do through the judicial process is to gerrymander their own maps. That's the bottom line. The solution is simple. More representation, more districts. You have more reps coming out of Madison, Milwaukee, and maybe kind of even things out. But nobody talks about that.
Andrew, how are the Democratic officials pushing for their own gerrymander in a fair maps commission? That was the largest proposal that I saw, having an independent redistricting committee put together the new set of maps. How is that a Democratic gerrymander?
Well, first of all, so the Supreme Court did throw out Tony Evers' maps because it was gerrymandered around ethnic minorities. That's number one. Number two is, let's stop pretending like nationwide Democratic states don't have weird-looking gerrymandered districts. They do. You had a case where
that's fine, Andrew. I'm not talking about the rest of I'm talking about here in Wisconsin, the proposal coming out of the Democratic side of things was a nonpartisan redistricting committee. Very similar to what Iowa has. We're not talking about the rest of the Democratic-ran states around the country. I'm talking about here in Wisconsin, the proposal was from them was independent. It was not partisan.
At the end of the day, the maps you're going to get, if you do not increase the number of districts, are not going to change the outcomes, because the election outcomes that put more Republicans in the Assembly and the Senate have more to do with geography. If you want more Democratic reps in Madison, increase the amount of districts and the amount of reps in Madison. That would be a legitimate argument that you could actually get popular support for.
I don't disagree with that.
I don't disagree at all with that, actually. And I think we should be doing that at the national level as well. I think 435 reps in the House of Representatives is abysmally low for a nation that continues to grow. Though I can't say I'm well-versed enough on the how. Like, logistically, what would be the how would we legally be able to add more districts?
Well, the last time the number of districts was changed was in 1973, I believe. We went from 100 reps to 99. The process
so we lowered
that we used,
yikes.
We did. So the process that we, I mean, it's in law. I can't claim, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know what the process would be, but it's, right, it's there to be done. We could do it. We could talk about it instead of, you know, yammering away about maps that, you know, quite frankly, nobody is, you know, whether or not somebody has a fair map or a bipartisan map or, you know, it's like, look, why not have a conversation about representation, which is what we're trying to actually achieve. And again, when I talk about Voss, I can tell you as a Republican voter, Voss has a stranglehold on the party. He does not represent the interests of the members. He represents himself. This is about representation, not about maps.
I agree with that statement 100%, actually. And I agree as well that increased representation would allow individual reps to have a better connection to their constituents. Though I, as you noted, Andrew, I am not a lawyer either. So I don't know how that situation would be able to be executed. I do know that independent redistricting could be executed, and I would support that at the national level as well. Though in this situation, obviously, we're referring to Wisconsin, and I think it would be very wise of the state to do exactly what Iowa did.
And Randy, I got a question
for
you.
Well, I mean, and there we're just going to disagree because I don't think it's within human nature to actually be nonpartisan and to put your own biases aside. So that whole charade to me, gets, you know, you lose me there, but whatever. I mean,
but
there
Andrew,
is a better way.
I've got a question for you. Do you believe that the state of Wisconsin, through the election that we had in April, do you believe the representation they desire is having Justice Protasiewicz weigh in on issues like this one if it is, if and when it comes before the court?
I believe she could have easily said nothing, and she chose not to. You know, it speaks to her character and the way she chose the campaign. I don't necessarily think that the way she campaigned reflects how Wisconsinites want their judges to behave. So, you know, whether or not she, you know, takes herself off the case, that's going to be her decision. That's in the law. It's up to her to recuse herself. She didn't have to say anything, and she chose to. So, look, I mean,
but she did still win by 11 points after saying that. Remember that, too, Andrew.
Well, yeah, well, look, you got the governor of Illinois, who lives in Lake Geneva, spending $1 million on the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. I don't think your average Wisconsinite knows that or approves of that. So the outcome of the race was hugely lopsided. I don't think it's some kind of mandate. I think that Wisconsin is pretty evenly split. We are a purple state.
But Tammy Baldwin, what Republican has won with a double-digit margin in the last 5 years?
Look, the Republican Party keeps running people like you know, Kelly, who is involved in party politics, and, you know, Tim Michaels, who's involved in party politics. We need more candidates like Ron Johnson, who can appeal to a common voter across the trade. We need more people from the North Woods. I wish Tom Tiffany had chosen to run. We got too many people from southeastern Wisconsin running things, and I don't think that appeals to most voters in most of the state. Conservative numbers, mostly in the wild counties, you know, that's kind of where the power center lies. You know, I wish we had better candidates. I wish we were more competitive. I wish Dan Kelly would have done a number of things differently. I talked to him personally and tried to get him to have a better message. These people are stubborn, arrogant, egotistical individuals, and that's what you get in politics. So I don't know what the solution is, but, you know, yeah, I wish we were more competitive too.
We appreciate the phone call, Andrew. And I don't disagree with some of that, but I don't know if everybody in politics necessarily adheres to those traits. You could be like Andrew, 844-967-2789, but on a different edition of Town Call, because we're running out of time here. We really appreciate all of our tremendous callers on this Monday afternoon. If you've got any suggestions for a future edition of Town Call, send us an email, towncall@civicmedia.us.com. Will, talk to you later, man.
Take it easy, party people.
We'll be back tomorrow at 12:15. Talk to y'all then.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services
WFHR, Administration. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From